This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Ad nauseum. We have heard it to no end. Well, I'm going to make a little twist on that phrase, every vote counts, and I say, every alpha counts. Every alpha male counts in terms of enjoying the alpha male good life. Every alpha male counts in fighting against the enemies of masculinity. And every alpha male counts when it comes to knocking down those extreme feminists that would brand all of us as sexual predators from the time that we are born. Every alpha counts, whether you're an alpha American, alpha Australian, alpha European, alpha male in the world, every alpha counts. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure, and screw those that would like to interfere in our election process. And I'm talking specifically about several of the Dems. In fact, wait a minute, hang on a second. You could probably hear me. I'm filling out ballots. Rick Scott. I just got these dumped over by the Broward County. Brenda Snipes, the Broward County Supervisor election, just dumped over about 4,000 ballots for me. And I told her I was a Democrat. She goes, in that case, I'll drop off 6,000. So I'm just going to fill them all, Rick Scott, because as we found out, deadlines don't matter. Unbelievable. Absolutely atrocious. Don't get me started. All right. It is your five-star alpha male in chief, your global alpha male in chief and global five-star general from Command Center Alpha. We've got a great show for you as always. I will pontificate on several items, including Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. Hard to believe. Thanksgiving coming up next Thursday. And I will have an appropriate. Sergeant Steve, would you like to guess what libation I will enjoy today? Because I'm going to talk about your Thanksgiving bird, the various methods of cooking your bird. Would you like to guess what my libation of choice today will be during the National Cigar and Litation, or the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony?
I'll take wild turkey for 500, Alex.
You would be correct. That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. Yes, I've got a bottle of wild turkey. And wild turkey, some very interesting nuances about wild turkey. I mean, listen, what else? You can't have Crown Royale for Thanksgiving. You got to have wild turkey. By the way, today, I should say today, a couple of days ago, I was in Costco. I had to pick up a few things, and I walked by this, you know, they got all these little sampling stations. So I said, oh, they've got, you know, some little samples of steak. I'm a carnivore. May as well try it. It's beautiful. So I try that, and then I look to my left. There's a giant wall of Butterball XL turkey fryers. A whole wall of them. There's about, I'd say they're probably stacked about maybe 8 high by probably about 20 wide. So there's probably about, I don't know, maybe about 30 of them in this big display. Now, I have my XL one that I bought about a year ago because the one that I had for about the last 10 years ended up a little too small. It was the biggest at the time, and the heating element just wasn't working very well. So about a year ago, I bought the XL. It's great. Can't go wrong with it. We'll talk about frying a turkey. But I take a picture, and I send it to my mother, and I said, Cigar Mother, I have just bought 20 fryers so I can have at least, with my current fryer, I can have 21 birds going at the same time. Now, I sent that as a joke. She replies, you've got to be kidding. What are you going to do with 21 turkeys? And I replied, Mom, I was kidding. I was joking, at which point I got a text, oh. So when as I passed by that wall, I said, boy, those people buying that, they're going to enjoy some very succulent birds. So we will get into that as always. If you want to follow me on social media, Twitter is my preference for social media activities. At Cigar Dave Show is our Twitter handle, but we're also on Facebook, Cigar Dave, as well as YouTube, Cigar Dave, and Instagram, which is Cigar Dave as well. All right, let's talk about quickly here before I get into talking about Turkey and President Macron of France. A little upset, as you know. The French, what are they great at? They're great at surrendering. But before I get to that, I got an item that grabbed my attention. Rudy Giuliani should have listened to the show in which I had a matrimonial attorney on talking about prenuptial agreements 101. Because he married his third wife, Judith. Actually, Sergeant Steve, do you know where he met his third wife? Judy, I think her name was Judy Nathanson before it was Judy Giuliani.
I do not.
Club Macanudo, Upper East Side, New York.
Excellent.
He was, yes, having a cigar. She was there. Listen, where do you, women always say, where do I meet alphas like you? Where do I meet guys that have great taste, that dress impeccably? And I said, simple. Anywhere men enjoy cigars and great spirits and great steaks. You go there, you will find plenty of alpha males. Very simple. You will not find alpha males in an arts and crafts store. You will not find them in the women's department at a department store. That's just not going to happen. You got to go to where the action is. So his third wife ends up meeting Rudy at Club Macanudo. Well, Rudy ends up probably could be on wife number four. They're getting divorced, he and his third wife. And his attorney, as part of the divorce, he's trying to avoid paying up. He's pleading poverty, despite the fact that he made $9.5 million last year, according to the New York Post. His wife's soon-to-be ex-wife's lawyers have responded by airing out some of Rudy's expenses from the past few months, as recorded by some reporters in attendance at divorce court. All right. Judy Nathan's divorce lawyer says Rudy Giuliani spent over $286,000 on his alleged mistress over 5 months. He spent $165,000 on travel for himself, $7,000 on fountain pens. How much do you think, Sergeant Steve, he spent on fine cigars?
Well, if he spent $7,000 on pens, it's got to be, what, $20,000 on cigars?
No, close, $12,000. That's a lot of cigars, 12,000. And I know Rudy happens to love Padrones. Huge Padron fan. In fact, there's a picture down in Padron at Padron headquarters down in Little Havana in Miami. And there's Rudy coming in there, and he's got a picture with all the Padron family. Loves Padrones, loves the 1964, loves the 1926, loves the Family Reserve. Always see him. And, in fact, our good friend Captain Sy. When Rudy was campaigning, I want to say about 4 years ago, for Pat McCrory, who was running for the governorship of North Carolina at the time, my buddy Captain Sy was very involved with the campaign, and he and Rudy ended up having a cigar together. Of course, Pat McCrory is a wussified beta male and doesn't smoke cigars and is not a very loyal guy. That's another story that I won't get into. But he was a one-termer. The guy was a schmuck. I mean, seriously, it always amazes me. When you see people that they bring on a team that helps get them elected, and then instead of saying, hey, these are the people I can trust, they've got my back, what do? They end up bringing in total outsiders who all of a sudden were nowhere to be found during the campaign, But then, all of, you know, afterwards, all of a sudden, they've got their hands out, and they're looking for a gig. President Donald Trump, same thing happened to him. The people that were around him that were loyal to him, that helped got him elected, some of which he brought on, but many of them he didn't. Big mistake. He ends up bringing in these people that were never Trumpers, people that bashed him in newspaper ads, people that really didn't agree with Trump. But it's amazing how these Washington, D.C. swamp rats end up coming up like nothing ever happened and get on their knee begging for jobs. It really is something to watch. And unfortunately, Pat McCrory did not follow the advice of people around him saying you should really hire people that were loyal to you. And big mistake. That's why he was a one and done. And the guy is, trust me, this guy, Pat McCrory, could be the dumbest politician in the country. I mean, when I tell you dumber than a box of rocks, this guy, totally dumb. Not even a clue of what's going on. But I digress. But the point being is, my buddy Captain Cy and Rudy had a cigar. They're smoking for about an hour and a half. And he said, Rudy was a great guy. And they start talking about me. And Rudy's like, yep, I listen to Cigar Dave. And yep, you know what? I've had some of his Officers Club selections. And Captain Cy gets me on the phone. Next thing I know, I start talking to Rudy Giuliani. And I've got his number in my phone. Very, very pleasant guy. And sent him some Officers Club monthly selections. And we've got a fabulous selection for November that we will talk about a little bit later from the world of Davidoff with a very big cigar that is in there. But point being is Rudy Giuliani loves cigars. 12 grand on cigars. And the point, overall big point, Rudy Giuliani did not have a prenuptial agreement. Third marriage, no prenuptial. Fellow alphas, if there's one thing you take from me, now, yes, I talk about great cigars, and I talk about great spirits and great grilling, and I talk about dining, and I talk about travel, and we talk sports. We talk about how to be an alpha, how to be a man. But if there's one thing that you take away from me, it is before you get married, get yourself a prenuptial agreement. If you follow no other instruction, if you listen to me and say, you know, General, I don't smoke cigars. I'm a vegan. At which point I'd say something's wrong with you. But I don't eat meat. I don't travel. I don't play golf. I don't watch football. But I'm getting married, and you follow my advice and get a prenuptial, that in and of itself is worth its weight in gold. Trust me. Now Rudy's going to have to pay up big, because I think if I'm not mistaken, Judy Nathan's asking for like, $300,000 or $400,000 a month, something like that. In spousal support. So the moral of the story is always have a prenuptial agreement, and you cannot go wrong. End of discussion. All right, let's talk Thanksgiving turkey. Hard to believe that next Thursday is Thanksgiving. And we always say, Sergeant Steve, we just had this conversation last week after the show, saying we're already talking about doing the champagne and sparkling wine tasting show.
That's 5 weeks away.
I know, and we're saying, where did the year go? I just talked to Sommelier Dave yesterday, and we're talking about it because we're getting ready to plan, and he's like, General, I've already got about 14, 15 champagnes and sparkling wines pulled in addition to the selections that you will bring. And he's like, I can't believe that, number one, we're already talking about the end of the year, and number two, we're already talking, I think this is going to be, if I'm not mistaken, with Sommelier Dave, I think this is like our 17th year of doing our champagne and sparkling.
No, you guys did Y2K, so I know it's been more than that.
We did. You're exactly right. So I think we're
might be coming up on 20.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember. You know what? It may
that would have been the 2000 one, and this is 2019 champagne maneuver.
Yeah, I think so. We're talking this is the 19th. Yep, exactly. So I think this is going to be number 19, which in and of itself is absolutely unbelievable. But here we are getting ready for Thanksgiving. Now, I'm not going to tell you about the fixings, whether it's the stuffing, whether it is the potatoes or any other vegetables, green beans, but I'm going to concentrate on the big bird. I'm going to concentrate on methods in which you can cook your turkey. But I'm going to give you my favorite one. So I'm going to rank them in order. My least favorite to my favorite. My least favorite is baking the turkey. You know, roasting the turkey. You put it in the oven. I remember my mother would put it, you know, get up at like 7:30 in the morning. I'd hear the commotion downstairs. You know, 375 or 350 degrees for like the next 23 hours. You know, you got to get it early so that by the time 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock rolls around, you're good to go. That's tasty. And my mother would always put various spices and make sure it was always juicy and baste it. But that is my least favorite. So that is the out of the four methods that I say, that is by far at the bottom of the rung. I would say the third, this is like the third runner-up. You have the, you know, the champion, and then you've got the second runner-up, third runner-up, fourth runner-up. So the third runner-up would be grilling. I have grilled the bird. You cut it in half, grill it, and that's actually not a bad way to cook it. It is very tasty. Now, what I've also done is I finished it on the grill. So my mother, cigar mother, alpha mother, would cook the turkey, or two turkeys, and I would tell her, okay, give me one of them, I'm going to cut it in half, and then I'm going to grill it. And that's actually not a bad way to finish your turkey. So that's not a bad way. The second runner-up, by far, without any question, is smoking the turkey.
That's how I do it.
You smoke the turkey.
On my big green egg every Thanksgiving.
Oh, so you use the big green egg. See, yep. I have the big green egg, but I also have the Masterbuilt electric smoker that Lieutenant Gary and Butcher Dave and Colonel Ange recommended.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy because you plug it in and you set the temperature, and there's now a Bluetooth control to it. And you put the and Colonel Ange told me the key is you got to buy this little tray to put the chips in. You light it and it goes for like 4 or 5 hours. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to do it.
Yep.
I did that about 2 years ago, and actually the turkey was delicious. I want to say I started it the night before because, you know, low and slow. I think I did it at 195 or 200 degrees. 200, I think it was what it was. 200 degrees. I can't remember how long it was. But it was one of those deals where I started it, like, overnight, and then by mm-hmm. the time the afternoon rolled around, it was ready to go. It was delicious. Takes a long time. My number one, the grand champion, the Mac Daddy, granddaddy of them all, the best way, in my estimation, to cook a turkey for Thanksgiving or any time is turkey fryer. And I remember the first time somebody gave me, I was at a men's stag. Actually, I'll tell you what, we talked about my good friend Dr. Dennis Papello, who passed away a few weeks ago. And one of the things I forgot to mention is Dennis, every year, and I've been invited, I got to say now, for maybe about 15, 16 years, something like that, he would throw a men's stag. He would always do it usually like around early December. Then he changed it to right around mid to late January, second, third week of January, right after football season was done. And he would have it, he used to have it at his house when he lived out in one of the suburbs. But then he moved it over to his sister's house, which is on the Hillsborough River, not far from downtown Tampa. Beautiful location. He would invite, there probably was about 300-400 people that passed through there. Men's stag, I mean, guys that have been around for a long time, the who's who's of Tampa. And just fun guys, you know, just a whole group of guys. And that they would fry, I think he told me they would do about 15, 18 turkeys. And I'd never had a fried turkey before. When you grow up in the North, fried turkey really wasn't big. And I said, I don't know if I want to fried turkey. It's going to be greasy. It's going to be goopy. It's going to be oily. I don't think I'm going to like that. I mean, I really thought it was going to be like soggy French fries coming out with like all that grease and oil. To my amazement, one bite, blown away. I was hooked. And I remember calling Colonel Ange. And he said, the amazing thing is when you fry a turkey, you will end up pouring, you buy, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's like, a 2-3 gallon big drum of oil that I put in my Butterball XL turkey fryer. I use an electric one. I don't use propane. They say you can use it indoors. I don't. I use it outside, and I put something underneath. That way, if there's any splatter, but I rarely get any splatter or anything. It's a very clean method of doing it, and I think it's, you know, maybe like $80, $100, $120 for the XL fryer, maybe even less. Sergeant Steve, do me a favor. Take a look on Amazon and just see, or Walmart. See, and they sell them everywhere, Costco. Just see what that XL Butterball goes for these days. But Colonel Ann said to me, you will be amazed. When you're done, you will pour 98% of that oil back into the jug.
I see for about $160 on Amazon for the extra.
$160.
Large for the 127.
Okay, I think if I'm not mistaken, it was about 135 or 140 at Costco, something like that. But I remember Colonel Ann saying, you know, you put that oil back, and it is not greasy. It just is so juicy, and that's what blew me away. Now, you use usually peanut oil and a blend. You can use 100% peanut oil, but usually you see kind of a blend right now. And supermarkets carry it. You can go to Home Depot, Lowe's. Any of those stores will carry that the jug of big oil. But I was just simply amazed at how juicy it was. So Colonel Ange gave me the secret. And if you're going to fry your turkey this year, this is exactly what you are going to do. The first thing, you're going to wash the turkey, take all the guts and everything out of it. You want to make sure it's patted dry. You never want to put a wet turkey in oil, hot oil. That is not going to work. So you're going to pat it dry. Then what you're going to do is you're going to get one of those an injector syringe. Any supermarket has them. And they also have them, I think, at Home Depot and Lowe's, all those stores as well. And you can use a brine. What I use is a combination of low-sodium chicken stock with some apple cider that we put in there, or apple cider vinegar. Can't remember. I will have to ask Cigar Sister Lynn. She will give me the whole deal. But even if you just use chicken broth, you're good to go. But they have various broths. The reason I don't buy all those pre-made broths and the brine is because it's loaded with sodium. I just don't want the extra sodium. So I make kind of my own low sodium, fantastic. And then what I do is I take an amalgamation. Now, for you Dems that are listening, that's a very big word. You may have to look it up in the dictionary. But for everybody else, you alphas, you know what amalgamation means. I take an amalgamation of spices. I'll take a little bit of Jack Daniel's pork rub, and I'll use it on the turkey. I'll take a little bit of pepper and put it on. I then take a little paprika, and I pat it on there as well. Then I'll put some combination of a little bit of kosher salt and a few other little secret ingredients that I'll put in there. But you can do anything. You can put curry on there if you want. You can put you name it. I mean, just go to town on it. I get it, you know, nice and just a lot of spices on the outside. Let it sit at room temperature for a little bit. It takes about an hour to get the oil heated to where you need to get it to. And I think it's about 350, 375, 325, depends. I figure 3.5 minutes per pound. So if you are going to make a 20-pound bird, which is what I did last year, and you're figuring, you know, less than an hour, and you are pretty much done. Yeah, maybe just over an hour. But a 10-pound bird, you're talking about like 33 minutes, something like that, 35 minutes. And when it comes out, you let it, just bring it out slowly, put it on a cutting board, let it sit for about 15, 20 minutes. And then you carve it up, and it is fantastic. You cannot go wrong. And cleanup of that Butterball electric turkey fryer is easy. You put the oil back in and you're done. So my number one method for Thanksgiving that I will conduct this coming Thursday, fry your bird.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook newsfeed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
Every month, members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive fantastic cigars. But I have outdone myself once again. For the first time ever, the November 2018 Officers Club selection entitled The World of Davidoff will feature a Davidoff-branded cigar. We're featuring the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour. When you think of Churchill, you think of cigars, you think of whiskey. Davidoff married both. They took cigar tobaccos, they aged them in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels for 6 months. The result, a beautiful medium, full, rich tasting cigar. We're also featuring the Avo Sincro Nicaragua, beautiful square press cigar, and also the Camacho Corojo, a very big, bold Honduran cigar. Three great cigars in the November 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club, The World of Davidoff. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go now to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Gets you fantastic cigars. CigarDave.com, and become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
I'm here with Dr. Premalit Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to define gender once again on a biological basis only, according to one's genitalia at birth. Now it's time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution and its unfair impact on female athletics.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
I'm here with Dr. Premalit Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And Lotano Requiem Maduro. Why did I pick this cigar? First of all, it's a fabulous cigar. It was part of our October 2018 Officers Club selection. It is named after A.J. Fernandez's birthplace in Cuba. San Lotano Requiem Maduro, a luxurious, rich cigar wrapped in a magnificent, oily Mexican San Andres Marron wrapper, or Maduro wrapper. This stick is an amalgamation of chocolate, light sweetness, creaminess. I love the San Andreas Maron wrapper. For many, many years, people said, oh, Mexican tobacco, harsh, terrible, can't have it. Many people didn't realize that in their Partagas or in some of their Macanudos, there was a leaf of Mexican tobacco. And it's very tasty. It has got unique characteristics, especially the Maron wrapper from the San Andreas Valley. It is a beautiful wrapper, adds wonderful flavor complexion, as I said, some espresso, some chocolate, little bits of spice, uses Nicaraguan and Honduran fillers, so you get, again, that rich, chocolatey, slightly sweet, creamy flavor, just a delicious cigar. And I have pulled out the Toro Gordo, 6 inches in length, 60 ring gauge, 60/64 of an inch. I want a big cigar. And this would be great with your bird. The A.J. Fernandez San Lotano Requiem Maduro. That is the cigar. About $10 it runs. That's the cigar of choice today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
So I've got the what I call the bat wing double-edged stainless steel cutter because you spread it apart and... bam, one clip. It's got a big ring gauge. This can hold probably about a 70-ring cigar, no problem. It's amazing because when you look back 20 years ago, there were no cutters that could handle more than about a 55-ring gauge. Now, because ring gauges have gotten big, and ring gauge is expressed in 64ths of an inch. So a 64-ring gauge would be 1 inch in diameter, 64/64ths of an inch. Thus, a 55 or 52-ring gauge, 52 would be 52/64ths of an inch. And the Toro size, most popular size, I think, around today, usually you see a 50 to 54 ring gauge. So that's what I will use today, this special bat wing type of cutter.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, you hear that flame coming from my Mala lighter. Make America Light Tate again from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories. Big, giant, single jet flame, huge tank, feels very solid. Make America Lightate again. President Donald J. Trump would be proud.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. Not so fast, my friends. Hang on a second. Speaking of not so fast, my friends... when this show concludes, I will be watching on NBC my number 12-ranked Syracuse Orangemen take on number 3 Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame taking on those little leprechauns. And I know I speak for the majority of America, and we want the Orangemen to kick some Irish ass, some Fighting Irish ass. Playing up at Yankee Stadium. For what they call their, what do they call it? Their, like, pinstripe series or whatever they
Shamrock
call it.
Shamrock series.
There. Shamrock series, thank you. Yes, the Notre Dame. It's technically a Notre Dame home game, but huge contingency of Orange fans in the metropolitan New York area. So go Syracuse. It's funny. I've talked to about 20 people, friends of mine, that said, I hate Notre Dame. Can't. By the way, Sergeant Steve, you're a Michigan fan.
I'll be rooting for the Orange.
There you go. Dino Babers and Squad, big game for us.
And so I'll be heading over to see Lee Corso in Orlando as my alma mater, the Cincinnati Bearcats, are playing UCF where game day's at.
But you are also a Michigan fan, so you kind of got split allegiance.
I am. So, yeah, I was a Michigan fan since I was a kid, so that's the team I
All right, Cincinnati plays Michigan. Who are you going to root for?
That's a tough one.
It's like being a dual citizen. Mexico's in a war against the United States. Who are you going to fight for?
who's got more on the line?
Listen, come on, you're an alum. You got to support. By the way, how about the fact that Cincinnati and USF were denied membership in the Big 12 conference? And guess who's playing today on the Longhorn Television Network? Iowa State and Texas.
And where will UCF
that's a barn
burner. Be playing?
They'll be playing on ABC. Primetime. Prime time, as Deion Sanders would say. All right, so I've got my cigar. Let me go ahead and fire this bad boy up. Did we say go throttle up? Did we have to do that, Sergeant?
We did.
We did. Thank you.
Approval to go throttle up.
Thank you very much. I lost track. All right. You'd think it was late night here, as giddy as we are here. All right, let me toast the foot of this beautiful A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Maduro. Just a beautiful stick. And when we talk to Frank Santos, we're going to talk about this cigar. And I'll tell you, another cigar that I love, the Bella Artes. Beautiful stick. Let me puff and rotate. Oh, yeah. Very nice. Getting some definite spice and chocolate. Espresso. Toast. When you're talking about a 60 ring gauge, this is ginormous. You got to make sure everything is properly lit. No black spots. Otherwise, you will not have an even burn. And we want a fully satisfying cigar smoking experience. Now I will up and rotate just a few more times. Make sure I've got it. Yep. Perfect. Even amber glow across the foot of this A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Maduro. I need something appropriate to pair it up with. Thanksgiving's around the corner. What do you enjoy for Thanksgiving? A turkey. Let's continue.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, I've got in front of me a bottle of Wild Turkey. Originally crafted by Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Famer Eddie Russell is Wild Turkey 81. Wild Turkey bourbon aged in American white oak barrels with the deepest, what they call number 4 alligator char. And that gets a lot of woody notes on the palate. You're going to taste the wood. You're going to taste it, no question about it. A lot of spice, a little bit of sizzle, a little peppery, kind of full and rich. Wild Turkey, it's won umpteen gazillion awards. I mean, you name it, silver medals, gold medals, bronze medals, more gold medals. A very nice libation indeed. And there's some other great products from Wild Turkey. Austin Nichols Distilling Company in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky is the distiller. Wild Turkey. In fact, you've probably seen the ads with Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. I'm going to have some Wild Turkey. All right, all right, all right. And when I'm done with my Wild Turkey, I'm going to get in my Lincoln Town Car, my Lincoln Mark 7. All right, all right, all right. There's no way in hell Matthew McConaughey was driving a Lincoln before he was doing their commercials. Did anybody drive a Lincoln before they were doing the commercials? Now they've come up with some new products, and they're rejuvenated a little bit. But for a while, Lincoln was dead. I mean, we've talked about the Detroit Auto Show the last number of years. It's been pretty dormant, but they've kind of made a comeback. And Wild Turkey, very popular Kentucky straight bourbon. No longer do they put an age statement on their bourbon whiskey. Why? Because with the popularity of bourbon, they don't want to pin themselves down. But in order for it to be straight bourbon, it's got to be at least 4 years of age. The youngest has to be 4 years of age. So let me pop this up. It's not going to cost you a boatload of money for this. I think it's probably about, I don't know, $28-$30 for a bottle. All right, I'm going to swirl that around. It's got a nice, beautiful, almost like a, I would say, a caramel apple-like color to it. Now on the nose, I'm getting, definitely some spice, some vanilla, a little toffee. I will say cheers. Let me now take a sip. Wild Turkey going down the hatch. Whoa. Yep. Major sizzle, major warmth, major wood notes. They use the number 4 alligator char. And when they put the alligator char on there, and there's grooves in the fresh American white oak barrel, you are going to get, because it's such a deep groove they put in there, you're going to get a lot of that wood sloshing, the bourbon sloshing around, touching that wood. And when you get that wood aging, you get that sizzle. This has got a lot of warmth. On the Cigar Dave warm factor, the CDWF scale, this is, this is definitely about a 9.2 on a scale of 10. And a lot of spice, a lot of sizzle. Wild Turkey, they don't call it tame turkey. This is Wild Turkey. So it's going to be spicy. It's going to be rich. This is not the bourbon to have If you want something that's going to be on the mild, very mild and creamy side, this is going to be full-flavored, very spicy, very rich. Now, you can tame it down by adding a little bit of branch, or what we call water. That's what heard of bourbon and branch? Branch is water. But branch, put a little water in there, dilute it just a little bit. It's 80 proof, so it's not overly high in terms of alcohol content compared to like a something coming right out of the barrel, you know, proof at 120. But it's still got a lot of flavor on this thing. So you can cut it with some water. You can certainly add an ice cube. You can use it as a mixer. But I'm just drinking it neat in a bourbon snifter, in a whiskey Glencairn glass snifter here. Take another sip. Another thing you can do is take a little bit of wild turkey or your favorite bourbon, stick it in your brine, and inject it into the turkey. I always put a little Jack every year, a little Gentleman Jack, and it...
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Those of you that are members of the Officers Club, it's $22.95 per month. I think I calculated it, if I'm not mistaken, that you are going to get about $37 worth or $38 worth of retail value cigars in the November Officers Club selection for $22.95. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com now. Make sure you join before the end of the month so you get the December selection, which is coming from Gurkha, and it makes a great holiday gift. Now, it's a month-to-month membership, but what you do is sign up. Put a little note and say, I'm going to give somebody a three-month membership, a six-month, a one-year, and just make sure you put a note to cancel it. 1 year down the road, 6 months, 3 months, whatever you want to do. It's month-to-month, so no long-term contracts. The Cigar Dave Officers Club, the latest and greatest in the world of cigars, including the three great cigars in the world of Davidoff November 2018 selection, the Davidoff Winston Churchill Late Hour, the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, and the Camacho Corojo.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the World of Davidoff, including the Davidoff Winston Churchill Late Hour. This complex cigar has robust flavors of black pepper, dark coffee, sweetness, old leather, and spiciness that tantalizes the palate. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars wearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. Cigar Dave's five-star lounge is open for your pleasure. Home of big-name entertainment, top-shelf booze, and beautiful dames.
As always, you got to have great cigars, great libations, and you must have your harem. That's why you got to make extra turkeys, because you never know when the harem is going to pop in and want their Thanksgiving meal. And you are the dessert. All right, before I get into talking about President Macron, Emmanuel Macron, Manny Macron, let me talk about the election nonsense. But I have to say, the Dems are acting like spoiled millennials. They want their participation trophy. It reminds me of millennials, kids that didn't win. Everybody's a winner. Everybody, you play a t-ball or soccer or whatever the sport is. Nobody wins. Nobody loses because everybody's a winner. Everybody gets a participation trophy. Everybody wins. Everybody's happy. Everybody's perfect. Everybody is wonderful. That's what they're told. And they never learn how to lose. And what happens is when these kids, when boys grow up not knowing how to lose, when they're told they're great, they're perfect, they're wonderful, and they get into their teenage years, and they become 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, get into their 20s, even their 30s, and all of a sudden something doesn't go their way. They don't get a job. They can't get the hot girl. Something happens to them. They're rejected. Instead of saying, okay, you know, I learned how to lose. Okay, I'm going to just work harder to get a hotter girl. I'm going to work harder to get a better promotion or better job, whatever the case is. Instead, they snap. They jump up and down. They cry. They need their safe spaces. And the Democrats are the exact same way. They are channeling the little millennials that got their participation trophies told that they were perfect and wonderful. Dems aren't winning, so it's got to be rigged. They lost when Hillary Clinton lost to President Trump. Oh, the Russians did it. We know that's a load of garbage. See, Stacey Abrams in Georgia lost by whatever it is, 50, 60, 70,000 votes. Oh, it's got to be rigged. We're seeing Bill Nelson. I can't leave my job. I've been here 40 years. I don't know what else I'm going to do. I've been in space. You know that? He always tells everybody he's been in space. Hey, Bill, go back to space. One-way ticket. Don't come back. It's over. The election is over. This nonsense that you can say, okay, we'll extend it another week. You can bring your ID if you didn't sign your signature. It's election day. It's not election month. So these Democrats, hey, when the Republicans lost, they conceded, congratulate the winner. I'll work any way I can. Great. These Democrats have proven to be big, giant babies. It's ridiculous. I'll tell you another giant baby is President Emmanuel Macron of France, taking a swipe at the U.S., basically saying they need their own European Defense Force. Good. I say good because we've been picking up the tab for those gold brickers for the last 40, 50 years since WW2. We had to bail their ass out in World War I and again in World War II. And I like what Trump said. President Trump in a tweet, Emmanuel Macron suggests building its own army to protect Europe against the U.S., China, and Russia. But it was Germany in World Wars I and II. How did that work out for France? They were starting to learn German in Paris before the U.S. came along. Pay for NATO or not. He is right. The French couldn't find their way out of a piss-soaked paper bag. Patton was right. We had to bail them out in World War I, bail them out in World War II. I'm done with bailing out these Frenchies. All they know how to do is surrender and stick their nose up at the Americans. Our wine is better than French wine. We're smarter and we're a better country. Screw the French. Hour two of...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Great climate. We're going to have that, and we're going to have forests that are very safe. Because we can't go through this every year, we go through this, and we're going to have safe forests, and that's happening as we speak.
Five more bodies found today, and 76 now, the death toll, over 1,000 still unaccounted for. Meanwhile, the president says he's willing to help Nancy Pelosi get her old job back as Speaker of the House.
I will perform a wonderful service for her. I like her. Can you believe it? I like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's tough and she's smart. But she deserves to be Speaker. And now they're playing games with her, just like they'll be playing with me.
However, there is a group of Democrats who want to find a new younger candidate instead of the 78-year-old Californian, a test vote set for after Thanksgiving. More at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Prime Minister Theresa May fighting back against critics of her British Brexit deal, telling her Conservative opponents their alternative plans for Britain's departure from the European Union next year will not work.
In an interview with the Daily Mail, the Prime Minister says her plan on how to tackle a key stumbling block, the issue of how to avoid a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, is the most realistic, and that alternative measures suggested by her political opponents wouldn't resolve the problem. May's headache continues, however, as disaffected Brexiteers believe they have the numbers required to trigger a challenge to her leadership within days. Conservative MP Nadine Dorries believes May should go.
It's actually beyond almost belief that number 10 think that they can, although they're spinning like mad, that they can sell this to the country. They can't. People can see right through it.
Karen Shamas, London.
And you can check out more breaking news, read more analysis at townhall.com. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is proposing a major overhaul to the way colleges and universities handle sexual misconduct complaints.
Her plan would add protections for students accused of assault and harassment and narrowing which cases schools would be required to investigate. The plan would scale back Obama administration rules while adding mandates that could reshape the school disciplinary systems that schools have developed over the past decade. Under the new plan proposed Friday, colleges would have to investigate complaints only if the alleged incident occurred on campus or in other areas overseen by the school, and only if it was reported to certain officials. Patrick Foss reporting.
A small Georgia town evacuated early this morning after the derailment of a train. About 15 to 30 cars from the CSX train fell from a bridge on the Georgia Highway 90. about 55 miles south of Macon. No reports of any injuries. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, we have the countdown officially underway for Thanksgiving. In our number one, I gave you the four methods of cooking your bird, and the undisputed champion. The way to cook your bird is to fry it. Get an electric fryer, get a propane fryer, fry that bird. It's succulent, it's juicy, it's tasty. I feel sorry for those vegans who basically don't know what the taste of juicy, delicious Thanksgiving Tom Turkey is all about. They're going to be enjoying their tofurkey, not the same. We are carnivores here as alphas, and we also enjoy alpha male pleasure maneuvers, and that includes, right at the top of the list, great cigars. And for our Cigar Masters series this hour, we will be joined by Frank Santos, Director of Marketing, A.J. Fernandez Cigars, one of the big hits in the world of cigars. We will number two. As always, don't forget, follow me on social media, Twitter at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook Cigar Dave, Instagram Cigar Dave, YouTube Cigar Dave, and check out the website CigarDave.com as we always have updates. And if you have not downloaded the Cigar Dave mobile app to be able to listen to your global commanding general, your global five-star general and alpha male in chief, do so right now for iOS, for Android, as well as Amazon Kindle as well. Just go into the respective stores, do a search for Cigar Dave, never miss an episode. And we also have all of our podcasts archives available and access to all of our social media feeds as well. For October 2018, we featured the A.J. Fernandez sampler, and we had three outstanding cigars that we received incredible, incredible feedback from all of our Officers Club members. The A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, and the cigar that I enjoyed today during the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony, the A.J. Fernandez San Lotano Requiem Maduro. And so I thought, why not talk about all the great A.J. Fernandez cigars? It's an interesting story. I remember meeting Abdel Fernandez way back through Rocky Patel, so I figured there's nobody better then Frank Santos, Director of Marketing, who has been in the cigar industry for many, many years, longtime friend. Frank, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. Greetings and salutations. How are you doing, Dave?
Doing well. You are coming to us from A.J. Fernandez headquarters down in Miami. And let's talk about the A.J. Fernandez history, because I remember having lunch one time down in Naples, and Rocky Patel says, hey, I got this guy that's going to join us for lunch. He's a small manufacturer, going to start making cigars. I mean, this has got to be at least 10, 12 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. And he said, doesn't speak English, but we've got a translator. Don't worry about it. And we started smoking some of his cigars. And Rocky's like, yeah, I found this guy. His name is Abdel Fernandez. And we're going to start using him to make some of our cigars. And the rest is history, and he has exploded. But why don't you tell us about A.J. Abdel and the history, the background of how he's become really a very big player in the cigar manufacturing and now in the cigar, not only manufacturing, but distribution business as well.
The beauty of tobacco is that it has no language. So whether he doesn't speak English or Spanish or whatnot, as long as we all enjoy a great cigar, we speak a common language. AJ came from Cuba directly to Nicaragua roughly in the year 2003 or 4. His uncle is Nestor Plasencia. So that was the way he was able to get into Nicaragua, through Nestor.
I never knew that Nestor, he was related to Nestor.
Yeah, that's his uncle. I think it's his great-uncle, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
It's his cousin or great-uncle, one of those. So he arrives in Nicaragua, and he pretty much didn't really – it was during – actually, the story that I'm told from AJ is it wasn't a great time. I think the boom had subsided, and then it's around 2002, 2003. It's not a good time to really start a business. But he said, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. And apparently he was discovered by Rocky, or he was introduced to Rocky, and he started making some blends for Rocky, and then the rest is history.
So he comes basically with not much in terms of physical possessions, gets to Nicaragua, and did Nestor set him up with some tobacco? Or tell us the story how he started getting into manufacturing cigars.
According to him, he said, you know, Nestor provided him with some tobacco, and he said, you know what, just defend yourself here with this tobacco and start blending. And he said, all right, I'm going to do what I got to do. And he started making blends. He met Rocky, and Rocky tried his cigars and said, wow, this is great. And he, I forget which is the first, was it the decade? I'm not sure which is the first blend that he made for Rocky. I don't know, but that's where it got started.
That's where it all began. And it's interesting because one of the, I think, very popular cigars that really also put A.J. Fernandez on the map was the San Latano Oval, which really was the first avulado shape, you know, an oval shape when you looked at it. And that really received big accolades when it came out. The blend was great. And San Latano is a very interesting history because that was one of the pre-Castro Cuban brands that was dormant, and A.J. was able to register that.
Well, that's in homage to his hometown. AJ was born and raised in the San Luis area of Pinar del Rio. And as you all may well know, that's kind of the cradle of tobacco in the world. So AJ was born and raised in San Luis. His great-grandfather had a brand called San Lutano. So it was really called San Lutano. But I think when they registered the name, there was a mistake, and they called it San Lutano, but they left it that way. So it was San Lutano in honor of San Luis, his hometown.
Interesting. So Abdel starts making cigars, and then he's discovered by Cigar International to make some private brands for them. And then the next thing you know, all of a sudden he goes from a small factory to this gigantic, incredible state-of-the-art factory, a real showplace, and then he starts growing tobacco. He has really become an empire in a very short number of years.
Yes, correct. And where he impresses me, and especially most, is he is a tobacco farmer at heart. Usually in the business, you'll have the farmers over here, you have the manufacturers over there, you have the blenders over here. He is a farmer at heart. So what distinguishes most of his blends is he knows what kind of seeds to plant in certain areas, and he's looking for a certain taste. And that's what really impressed me when I first met him and I went over to the factories. He said, look, Frankie, this is the way that I start my blends from the seed, not from the tobacco. So he'll plant a Criollo 98 in a certain section of Esteli, Nicaragua, looking for a certain taste. I said, wow, I was blown away right when I heard that.
And what kind of taste does Abdel prefer? What's his palate?
You know what? I can't pinpoint a certain taste. His taste runs the gamut. I mean, for a morning cigar, he'll smoke his New World Connecticut. You know, after lunch, he'll enjoy a medium-bodied Bellas Artes. And then after dinner, a nice steak, which he loves to eat steak, he'll have a Ramoniones, which is one of the fuller-bodied offerings that we have.
And his factory, let's talk about the factory, because it is really a showplace, huge facility. Not only is he making cigars for himself, for the A.J. Fernandez distribution company here in the U.S., but he's also making them now for General Cigar and Altadis, and it is incredible the number of other manufacturers that are reaching out to him now.
Correct. He's got a great collaborations going on with them. As a matter of fact, last year he also had to open up another factory 2 hours north of Esteli in a town called Opotal. So right now production is pretty much capped at 24 to 25 million cigars a year. So there's a lot of work to be done, and you know, we're having a good time doing it.
Well, I want you to think about that for a second. 25 million cigars a year he makes for a guy that came from Cuba with virtually nothing.
Yes, yes. It's a great story. It really is. It's I guess you could say it's the American dream, but, you know, coming out of Nicaragua.
It's the Nicaraguan dream, I guess. But when you have Nestor Plasencia and a big U.S. market and Cigar International and some other big retailers involved, it is, I guess we could say, it's a Nicaraguan American dream.
It is, but he had to earn it. He had to make incredible blends, and everybody tasted them. Everybody smoked them, and it's just growing and growing exponentially.
No question about it. Frank Santos, our Cigar Master, during our Cigar Master's guest here, Director of Marketing for A.J. Fernandez Cigars. When we come back, we'll talk about Frank's history in the world of cigars. I've known him for a long time through some other manufacturers that he was employed with. And then we'll get into the A.J. Fernandez brands, because there's some great brands that you may not be as familiar with that are absolutely off the charts. It's incredible, because when you look at the number of cigars that he makes, for example, he's making now the Punch Diablo for General Cigar. He makes the Joya de Monterrey Amistad Black, as well as the Ramon Ayones, which actually, Frankie, you're going to be distributing, A.J. Fernandez, even though that is a General Cigar brand, that Ramon Ayones, A.J. Fernandez is going to be distributing it.
Correct. We've been distributing it. The deal started about 6 months ago. We had a launch party in New York City at Club Macanudo. And we don't own the brand, but we manufacture and distribute the brand.
Which, you know, that's a pretty big name, an old Cuban brand. And for General Cigar to say, you run with it, you distribute it, that is that's very, very big. Frank Santos, Director of Marketing, A.J. Fernandez Cigar, our guest on our Cigar Masters series. We shall continue.
The November selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the World of Davidoff, including the Avo Synchro Nicaragua. This smoke combines Nicaraguan and Dominican tobaccos, creating a smooth and balanced box-pressed cigar with unexpected depth and complexity. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning: tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Every month, members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive fantastic cigars. But I have outdone myself once again. For the first time ever, the November 2018 Officers Club selection entitled The World of Davidoff will feature a Davidoff-branded cigar. We're featuring the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour. When you think of Churchill, you think of cigars, you think of whiskey. Davidoff married both. They took cigar tobaccos. They aged them in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels for 6 months. The result, a beautiful medium, full, rich-tasting cigar. We're also featuring the Avo Sincro Nicaragua, beautiful square-pressed cigar, and also the Camacho Corojo, a very big, bold Honduran cigar. Three great cigars in the November 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club, the world of Davidoff. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go now to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Get you fantastic cigars. CigarDave.com and become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Defending your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's the General Cigar Dave.
As I relight my A.J. Fernandez San Lotano Requiem Maduro, we will talk about that cigar with our guest during our Cigar Master series today. Frank Santos, Director of Marketing, A.J. Fernandez Cigars. Frankie, I was just thinking about this. I remembered another cigar that Abdel, which is what the A in A.J. Fernandez stands for, Abdel
Correct.
Fernandez, made for Rocky. I don't know if you remember a cigar called ITC, which paid tribute to the Indian Tobacco brand that was originally Rocky Patel before Rocky Patel.
That's, you know what, Dave, you're correct. I think that is the blend that he made for Rocky, one of the first blends. That's
and
why
that
you're the general. You got it.
There you go. Exactly. The global five-star, Frankie. But you've got a pretty good memory as well. I have to give you that because I know we've talked about brands for many, many years, and boom, it'll just come back. Brand, I'm like, I can't remember the name of that brand. You're like, nope, it's this one. But what's interesting, that was a very nice medium-bodied, creamy cigar. Very, very pleasant cigar. Now it's just really made for the catalog companies. But at the time, that really, when Rocky launched that, that was a fabulous cigar, and Abdel did a great job on that. Now, we're talking about looking at the overall A.J. Fernandez history and the brands. But before we do that, Frankie, let's talk about your history in the cigar realm, because I've known you since you were director of marketing for Cuba Aliados and Puros Indios with Carlos Diaz going way back.
Yes, sir. And obviously, before that, I worked for Tarano Cigars. So a little bit about my history. And first, I'd like to clarify, I'm in no shape or form a cigar master. I've worked for cigar masters, so let's just get that clear.
Yeah, but Frank, as the global five-star, I just bestowed that upon you, so it works. You are the,
accept,
for our Cigar Master series, you are an honorary cigar master, my friend.
Accepted, and thank you. So moving forward then, as a cigar master, now that I've been bestowed, I began working, my uncle is Carlos Tarano, and my first job was really when I was a teenager, and this is pretty much the late 80s. I would help Carlos Tarano at his office. You know, we would have bundles and we would package different items, just packaging stuff. I was a kid, but this was before the famous cigar boom. So at that time, cigars weren't sexy, for lack of a better term. It wasn't as popular as it was now. So I would have a part-time job helping him out. Right when the boom occurred around 1995-96. Then he offered me a full-time job, and he said, hey, look, this business is booming, and I need you to come on board and take on more of a full-time role. I had just finished college, business major, and I said, all right, I'll do it. And the rest is history. I started there. I was there for 10 years. After that, they sold the company, and I moved over to Puros Indios / Cuba Aliados Cigars, and I worked for another cigar master, the great Rolando Reyes, one of the greatest cigar makers that ever lived. So I had the opportunity of working for two legends, and then I just I was contacted by someone at the A.J. Fernandez office, because I had kind of been a free agent. I wasn't working in the cigar business after I parted ways with Cuba Aliados, and they said, hey, we heard that you're not working for any cigar companies. Would you like to come in for an interview? And A.J. was in town. And it was a real funny interview, because the interview lasted about a minute. He said, I know who you are. Do you want to work here? This is in Spanish. And I said, yeah. He goes, you're hired.
But you know what? It just shows you relationships in the cigar industry and many businesses. But he knew of your stellar reputation. And what was he going to ask you? So tell me about yourself. What is your philosophy on marketing? He knew what you did. And the problem today, I think, is that we see these people in big companies. They know people. They're referred, you know, they compete against people. And they say, man, this is somebody we should bring on. And instead of just coming in and saying, hey, we want you on here, they're like, well, we've got a formal interview process, so we're going to put you through 30 interviews. We're going to put through this bank of testing. And tell me about yourself. Where are you from? It's like going on a first date. It's like if you want somebody, you know what they do, you know their reputation, have a short conversation and bring them on. And how long ago was that with AJ?
2 years, 2 years and a few months.
There you go. 1 minute conversation. You're hired. That's just over 2 years. You're still there.
I will be honest. I wasn't prepared for a 1 minute conversation. I thought it would be a lot longer. But once he said you're hired after a minute, I, you know, breathed a sigh of relief and I was ready to work.
Now you brought. I'm sure you probably brought your resume, right?
My resume was in tow. Absolutely.
You had your resume. He didn't give a damn about your resume. He knew exactly who you were. He knew what your reputation. He knew your you know, credentials, and that was it. Very, very simple. And I totally forgot, Frankie, that you were with Torano for 10 years.
Yes,
that
sir.
Totally
yes,
escaped
sir.
Me.
Yes, sir. And another thing, it was also a handshake deal, and you don't see that often, but he gave me his hand. I gave him my hand. He said, hey, can you start now? I said, oh, wait a minute. I got to go back home. I arrived there like at 3 o'clock. It was something kind of impromptu. He goes, all right, well, you start tomorrow then. I go, all right, hey, let's go.
Can you start right now? 3 o'clock, start now. There's your desk. Start marketing my brands. Let's go. That's a
That's
classic.
When I knew who I was dealing with. I go, all right, this guy's special. All right, you know, I'm ready.
That is a classic. Frank Santos, Director of Marketing from A.J. Fernandez Cigars, our guest. Frank, let's talk about what happened at the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention this year. First of all, your booth was fantastic. You did a magnificent job. I know I came to see you. I think it was the first day. We spent about half an hour. You took me through the booth, the new brands, going through everything. And then the next day, it became a little bit more exciting than the first day.
Well, around 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning, we received a call that there was an emergency at the booth. And I'm thinking, an emergency at the booth at this time? They just said, you got to get over here real quick. At that time, I was half asleep, so I don't even remember who called. When we arrived at the booth, it was pretty much under about a foot of water. So apparently there was some kind of short circuit in one of the columns with the electricity, which triggered the sprinklers, which the sprinklers are there on the roof of the convention center. That set off the sprinkler system. The sprinklers were going off, and pretty much it flooded our booth.
And literally they delayed the start to, I think, what was it, like 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock?
Yes, but I will tell you this. Many manufacturers and many store owners thanked us because that was the morning of the World Cup final. So everyone
That's
got
right.
to watch the World Cup final.
I remember I was already showered, ready to go. I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to go over to the sports book and watch it, and that's exactly what I did. But what's interesting also is that you had no carpet on the floor. Didn't miss a beat. People came by and said, and the other manufacturers said, hey, what do you need? We'll help you out. You guys did a magnificent job and had a record show. Frank Santos, the Director of Marketing for A.J. Fernandez Cigars, our guest during our Cigar Masters Hour today. And when we return, we'll talk about the A.J. Fernandez brands. Many you may not be familiar with, but we will familiarize yourself with all of them.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Gurkha has just launched 3 new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all 3 unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florado wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium medium-bodied and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
When the show is done, we run a replay. You can listen to the entire first hour again. We tell you exactly how to cook that bird and prepare it before you fry it. You will be the star of Thanksgiving because it's juicy, it's moist, it's succulent, it's not oily, it's not goopy. You will be blown away how delicious the bird is, and it's easy. Less than an hour, you're done.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
And then for dessert, of course, you'll have an A.J. Fernandez cigar. So let's talk about the by the way, before we continue getting into the different cigars, the IPCPR show this year in Vegas, even though you had that little hitch where there was that water damage, you guys didn't miss a beat. I think you told me this was a record show for you.
Yes, it was, Dave. Again, it's something we look forward to each year. You know, under one roof, we get to see all of our retail partners, not only throughout the retailers we have in the United States, but worldwide. And, again, I don't know if maybe it was a result of that accident that everybody came by to see how we were doing. And while they came by to see how we were doing, I said, no, you're going to come in and you're going to hang out and you're going to, you know, talk to us and you're going to place an order. So I don't know if it was maybe a little sales gimmick or not, but, hey, it worked.
It worked, and that was it. And again, everybody was very people didn't really care that there was no carpet, whatever. I mean, you guys continued
on. But we had cigars.
You had cigars. You had cigars, and you had plenty of retail buyers that were coming as well.
Exactly.
All right, so let's talk about some of the new cigars that you launched this past summer at IPCPR, and then we'll get into the entire lineup, because many people are not as familiar with A.J. Fernandez as they should. They're familiar with the cigars that he makes for others, but not as familiar with the cigars that he makes to distribute himself in the United States.
Okay, well, our most popular brand is the New World brand, and that brand's been in circulation since around 2014. The cigars that we unveiled this year at the IPCPR was an extension of another brand called the Bellas Artes, which you had smoked one, I don't think today, but you had previously smoked one, maybe last week, I'm not sure. Cigar, there was a natural iteration, and then this summer we released the Maduro version of the Bellas Artes. It's got a Brazilian wrapper, and it's got the mostly Nicaraguan fillers grown by A.J. Fernandez. We also released an extension on our Enclave cigar line, Enclave Broadleaf. Binder and filler Nicaragua, and the wrapper is a Connecticut broadleaf.
So let's talk. Go back to New World for a second, because that was launched, I want to say, maybe about 7-8 years ago, something like that, maybe less.
It's 2014 or 13 was when it launched. 13,
okay,
maybe.
Okay, so we're looking about 4 years ago. Beautiful looking cigar. It comes in three different varieties. So let's go through each one of those.
The original one is the one where our nickname is the Oscuro version. The wrapper on that is a dark Nicaraguan wrapper, Jalapa Valley binder. The filler tobacco is from Ometepe, Condega, and Esteli. These are all regions of Nicaragua where AJ has farms. Then after that, we released a Connecticut version with a Connecticut shade wrapper, same binder and filler. And last year, we released a Puro Especial, wrapper, binder, filler, all grown from select farms that AJ owns and cultivates tobacco. So those are the three versions of the New World. We have the regular New World that was released about 5 years ago. Then we have a Connecticut version, and then we have one called the Puro Especial.
And how many farms does AJ have? Does Abdel have
last,
in Nicaragua?
Last count, because he could have. Maybe he bought one today, and I wasn't aware of it. But last count, I think he has 13 different farms throughout Nicaragua.
And that Ometepe region, it's very volcanic. It yields a very unique tasting tobacco.
Yes. And that region, the tobacco there wasn't used until recently. Recently, I'm saying maybe 10 years ago or not. And it's incredible what the flavors that come out of that region are, and I think maybe that's why one of the reasons why the New World is our best seller. It's our best seller. It's pretty much a staple in most humidors and in most stores.
Frankie, let's talk about another brand that we talked about briefly. You touched on the Bellas Artes, which was featured in the October 2018 A.J. Fernandez Officers Club Sampler. That was inspired by the Bellas Artes National Museum of Art in Cuba. And I said in the description that Bellas Artes is really a fine art in and of itself, and that uses an exclusive Rojita Nicaraguan wrapper that Abdel grows on one of his farms. What is the Rojita wrapper?
Rojita wrapper is a hybrid wrapper that he grows. There's not a lot of yield there. And he mixed two different seeds to create this hybrid. I don't remember exactly which seeds he mixed. However, this actually is my favorite cigar out of the portfolio. So if you had to put a gun to my head and say, Frank, you got to pick one cigar from your portfolio, the Bellas Artes with the Rojita wrapper is by far my favorite cigar. There's no other cigar out there with flavors, balance, complexity. It's my daily go-to.
Now, it's got a very it's got some not just Nicaraguan fillers. It's also got some Honduran and Brazilian, and I love Brazilian tobacco. And there's something called, for the binder, Quilali.
Quilali. That's one of Quilali. One of his farms. That's one of his farms in Esteli. So he planted a particular seed in Quilali to attain a certain flavor for this particular cigar. I mean, he thinks that far ahead when it comes to planting seeds, as I mentioned earlier.
And that's interesting because it's a very unique binder. And the taste on the Bellas Artes, very smooth. I got a lot of notes of cinnamon and cedar on there. Very smooth, medium-bodied flavor cigar.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. That's what it's meant to be, and it's fantastic.
And that comes in four sizes, a Robusto, a Short Churchill, which is 6x48, a 6x54 Toro, and the Gordo, big one, 6.5x58. What's the suggested retail on the Bellas Artes?
Anywhere between $8 and $9.50, from the smallest size to the biggest size.
And most of A.J. Fernandez's cigars, when you look at it, they're in that sweet spot. They're in that pretty much that, 8-10 area.
Yes, and we're able to do that because, of course, A.J., most of A.J.'s tobacco is grown by A.J. himself, so we are a true vertically integrated company. And AJ has always said, I want to make affordable cigars. I want everyone to have the opportunity to smoke my cigars. You know, sometimes we may have a meeting and we're going to come out with a new project. And I don't know, I have high hopes, or I think a little bit ahead of the curve. And I'm like, well, I think that's going to be an expensive cigar because the components are expensive. He's like, nope, not going to happen. Keep it in the sweet spot. And I say, okay, done.
All right, now next up, I want to talk about, and I think I'm pronouncing this correct, Diaz de Gloria.
That actually, there is no regular production on that. That cigar was produced around 2 or 3 years ago, and we kind of put it on the shelf. So it may or may not be released again. That's on the shelf for now.
So that is a brand that is dormant as of right now.
Dormant.
Well, then let's move.
Yes, sir.
Let's move on to the Enclave, and I want to talk about the – it comes in two variants. It's got the Enclave Habano and the Broadleaf. So, well, let's talk about the Broadleaf first, because that also was featured in our October 2018 Officers Club selection, and that uses a lovely, deep, dark, rich Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper with Nicaraguan binder and filler. It really is a full-bodied masterpiece. I said it's loaded with power, but no trace of harshness.
That's right. And whenever I'm doing events or anybody asks me, all right, well, I want to smoke a lot of people use the word your strongest cigar. I like to use the term fullest bodied cigar. I always point them in the direction of the Enclave Broadleaf. That cigar, like you mentioned, not only is it strong, but it's balanced, it's complex, and it's just a really clean finish. And it's amazing how he's able to produce such a full-bodied cigar with a very clean finish.
Yeah, and what's interesting on that particular cigar is that, it's full-bodied, it's full-flavored, it's very rich. But again, there is no trace whatsoever of any bitterness, any harshness. And I would assume that's because of the way that AJ ferments and ages all his tobaccos.
And that again, that's the way he separates himself from everyone else. He really, he takes his time and he ferments the tobacco and he processes the tobacco like no one other, and he ages his tobacco. It's like I said, if you ever get a chance to go out to that factory and you see the amount of tobacco he has and how long it's been sitting in those curing, not the curing barns, but the aging barns, it's impressive, really impressive. And he's very disciplined. That's why, you know, one of his models is, you know, passion, discipline, great tobacco. His discipline is amazing. He'll never rush anything. It's great.
All right, let's move to the another brand that I think is also dormant, the Free World. Would that be correct?
Dormant, yep. 2 or 3 years ago, that was a blend we released, but it was only out on the market for about a year, and now it's on the shelf again. It's dormant.
Okay, what about the AJ Fernandez Last Call?
Last Call was inspired. Well, the Last Call, as the name pertains, is a small, quick cigar. So, you know, whenever you hear a last call for alcohol or last call at a bar,
right,
you can reach for a last call. There's about 6 different sizes. They're all smaller sizes. And this was inspired by, this was the cigar that he would smoke pretty much at the end of football games. AJ's a big, football fan, and, his favorite player happens to be Tom Brady. I know he'd want me to mention that, just in case Tom Brady's
yeah,
listening.
Well, we can't all have good taste on football teams and players.
So, Tom.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening, those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to define gender once again on a biological basis only, according to one's genitalia at birth. Now it's time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution and its unfair impact on female athletics.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening, those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to define gender once again on a biological basis only, according to one's genitalia at birth. Now it's time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution and its unfair impact on female athletics.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. Pleasure, command, and control. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Final segment of our pre-Thanksgiving week edition of the Cigar Dave Show. After the show, I can tell you where I'll be, in front of a giant screen TV rooting for my Syracuse Orange Men to whack the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Big game with major, major New Year's Day and playoff implications, so we will get to that. And in fact, one of the cigars I think that I will enjoy from A.J. Fernandez will probably be, I'm thinking, probably one of the San Latano Requiems. I've got the Maduro now. Maybe I'll go for the Habano as we continue with our Cigar Masters Hour. Frank Santos, Director of Marketing, A.J. Fernandez, rejoins us. All right, Frankie, let's talk about San Latano. Again, it is named after the birthplace, initially, of Abdel Fernandez.
Yes, it is. Abdel is from the Pinar del Rio province of Cuba, the cradle of tobacco. And he was born in a particular town called San Luis. So the name of the brand was originally called San Lutano. But for some odd reason, when they transferred the name over here or whatever, it was misspelled. So it's called San Lotano. And the San Lotano was his first brand. It's actually the brand that's nearest and dearest to his heart. For the San Lotano, we have about four different versions of it. We've got a Habano version. It's actually a Brazilian Habano wrapper with Nicaraguan binder and Nicaraguan and Honduran filler. We've got a Connecticut version using an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper. And we also have a Maduro version. I think the Maduro was the one you were smoking earlier. That's got a Mexican San Andres wrapper with a binder and filler from Nicaragua and a little bit of Honduras. The stronger offering, or the fuller-bodied offering for the San Lotano line, is called the Bull. The Bull has an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, and it's got binder and fillers of tobaccos grown from AJ's various farms in Nicaragua.
Well, I'll tell you, now I was smoking, I still am smoking the AJ Fernandez San Lotano Requiem Maduro, part of our October 2018 Officers Club selection. And I want to talk about that San Andres Moron wrapper. The Torrents were really the first to really grow it and use it. And there used to be a stigma with Mexican tobacco. People said, Mexican tobacco, it's going to be bitter, it's going to be harsh. Not the case at all. And every year, I always say at every cigar retailers convention, there's usually always a story. Full-bodied cigars or square-pressed cigars or mild with Connecticut. The story about 3 years ago was the number of cigars now using the San Andreas Mexican Morón wrapper. And the wrapper, to me, the taste on it is magnificent. And this San Latano Requiem Maduro, an amalgamation of chocolate, sweetness, creaminess, a little espresso, just a very luxurious-tasting cigar.
Dave, you nailed it. And you know what? I'm going to have to start taking you with me on the road to do events because the way you describe these cigars is unbelievable. You know, it's a pleasure even hearing you speak about the cigar. And I think I'm going to reach for a San Latano Maduro after we hang up because I was smoking a Bellas Artes, but you just made me want to smoke the San Latano Maduro.
It's a gift, Frankie. But it really is. This is a great cigar, and I think this is one of the cigars that gets lost. I mean, you've got a big portfolio, and people don't necessarily, you know, they'll gravitate one towards the other, and it's such a wide portfolio now that they may not, many retailers may say, well, we may carry Bellas Artes, we may carry Enclave, but we may not carry all the San Latano, because you do have a number of cigars in there. But this Requiem Maduro is absolutely magnificent. Let's talk about also the Requiem Habano. That also, and the Requiem Connecticut, because both of those also in the line, you've got the three colored boxes. One is green, one is brown, one is the lighter color. But mm-hmm. the Requiem Habano is just another great cigar with a Brazilian Habano wrapper and great taste.
Again, the... What sets AJ apart is he has access to a lot of different tobacco. Therefore, he's able to make so many different blends. And as you mentioned, sometimes there's certain blends that are going to get lost in the shuffle. But it's our job to do events nationwide. We like to put cigars in people's mouths, just like I did with the Officers Club. What I wanted to offer the Officers Club was the Requiem Maduro because it was something that we haven't really had a spotlight on until now. And every chance I get, I always want everyone to try every different cigar we have in our portfolio. The Habano is another one that at one point it was the best seller for the company. And that was, I think, right before the New World took over. So at one point, the Requiem Habano was by far the best seller in the company. And then when the New World was released, that kind of took over.
And also in the $8 to $10 price range?
Yes, sir. Right there in the sweet spot.
And the Connecticut, I mean, talk about a cigar that's creamy, that's got some nice, you know, like a nutty type of complexion, uses an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, Honduran binder, and then Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers. And the cool thing is that even though AJ has all those farms and grows a ton of Nicaraguan tobaccos, he's not afraid to blend with Honduran, with Dominican, with Brazilian tobaccos.
He's not afraid to blend with any type of tobacco. It's something incredible to taste. And which, by the way, we have a brand new cigar that we unveiled, and it's going to come out in January. It's called the San Latano Dominicano, and this is a blend that he did with Hochi Blanco. So if your listeners are listening, well, please ask your retailer about the San Latano Dominicano. It's due to be released about December or January.
And we're tight on time. We got to wrap it up. But also, I want to tell people, look for the Ramon Ayones,
yes,
which
sir.
Made its debut. Real quickly, what kind of flavor complexion?
That's a full-bodied cigar, and it's a very limited release. The reason being, there's a wrapper called Medio Tiempo, and it's something that it's not only not every tobacco leaf has a Medio Tiempo. So about roughly half of the Corona leaves have a Medio Tiempo. And it gives it another distinct certain taste.
All right. Frank Santos, Director of Marketing, thanks for joining us today. Cigar Dave, the General, say Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ash be extra, extra long. Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.